Hello. How you doing today, sir? My name is Tony.
Good.
And I'm glad to hear you're doing good, sir. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota News Watch and the Kesslen Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinions of citizens' preferences to better inform policymakers in the states. Are you a registered voter in the state of South
Dakota? How long does this take, senor?
It will take about 3 to 4 minutes. It's not that long. It's very brief. Yes, sir.
Right.
Are you registered to vote in South Dakota?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. What is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered
Republican.
As a Democrat?
No,
a Democrat?
I'm a Republican. Republican.
Republican. Great. Now,
probably Republican now. I don't know who sponsored you, so if it's a Democrat and they want other responses.
No, nothing like that,
you
sir.
You can hang up and go. That's fine, too.
As a matter of fact, we do not know who is sponsoring this particular survey. Okay?
Okay.
That way we don't influence anybody, okay?
Okay.
Now,
good.
There is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide for the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it would prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to her physician. Do you support?
I know who's sponsoring this. I do. Go ahead.
Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I oppose it.
Okay. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, would be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote-getters would advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I oppose it.
Okay. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption, except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
Do you have an undecided on that?
Yes, I do.
But undecided on that.
Okay. Now, would you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which would allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Donald Trump? More likely to support a candidate if they support Donald Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or the support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
I would say I would be more likely to support.
Okay. Yep. And thinking about candidates running for office such as governor, senator, or state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how would that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? Will only vote for candidate if they support Trump? More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Less
more
likely,
likely
to support,
more likely, you know. Yep.
Now, we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
In the last election, not too confident.
Okay. Do you agree? Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
No, I don't.
How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following election officials in Republican states? A great deal of trust, a fair
great
amount
deal.
Of trust,
great deal.
Deal.
Great deal.
Local election officials in your county, a great deal of trust,
a great deal.
Estate elections officials in South Dakota, a great deal, a fair amount?
Fair amount.
Okay. What about election officials in Democratic states?
Very little.
Do you have a,
very
little. So we can say not much trust or no trust at all?
Not much trust, no.
Okay. Now, we're almost done, okay? Let me go ahead and hurry it up. Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? There is no current threat to American democracy. American democracy is being tested. American democracy is under attack.
American democracy is under attack. From the Democrats.
Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Is that strongly agree, disagree, or somewhat agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, so we can say somewhat. Would that be correct?
Well, didn't you say strongly disagree?
Yes, okay, strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, yeah.
Okay, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Would you agree strongly, somewhat, or disagree somewhat, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree. Mm-hmm. Strongly disagree.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
60 years old.
60 years old. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male?
I'm a male and proud of it.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
Awesome. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
This completes. Thank you. I truly thank you, sir.
Yep.
Thank you very much.